A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
We've all heard of people falling victim to online bullies through TikTok, through Instagram, through Facebook, through Twitter, but you might not have heard so often of Tattle Life. Go and look it up. It's a website. It doesn't have an app. And some of the things that they say about well-known people and people not so well-known on Tattle Life are appalling. And I say it right now, they're disgraceful. And I was sort of, my attention was drawn to Tattle a few years ago. I haven't found myself on there yet. Wouldn't surprise me at all if I was. County Clare TD, Cathal Crone. I know, Cathal, you're on your way to the funeral of that unfortunate young lad who passed away at the weekend, and my thoughts are with him and his family and friends. But just on your way, you want this regulated. You want something done about the likes of Tattle.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, PJ. I didn't know Tattle exists until about 2 weeks ago, and I got a phone call from a friend totally away from politics, and they said, you need to look at this. There's atrocious stuff about someone we both know up online. And I did go into it. There was 18 pages of absolute tripe, horrible stuff about them. And this isn't a famous person. This isn't a member of the British royal family. It's not some RT star we see every week. This is someone local who's a good, decent person, and every scintilla of their private life is up there, where they've gone on holidays. There's a picture of their house. Their kids are named. It's atrocious. And I think as adults, we're very quick to call out Snapchat, WhatsApp, Instagram, Twitter, and we often bemoan the fact that young people spend too much time in it and it could get nasty there. But primarily, the difference between Tattle, as you've said, and all of these other platforms is that Tattle's a website, and it's, in the most part, it's adults. I've spoken to nieces and nephews. They don't even know Tattle exists. This is adults on Tattle. They're not as anonymous trolls as we would have maybe on the likes of Twitter. May I also say, PJ, that Facebook, Instagram, is, you know, it's social networking. Twitter was set up to be short, snappy news. But Tattle, the very premise of Tattle is to name someone. And that old word we had in Irish schools, a tattletale. What you do is you name someone, you start to tread on them, and you tell everything you know, all the crap about them you put up online. It's atrocious. I think we need to regulate it, because if we don't, PJ, someone will take their life, and that there's nothing sure, and it may already have happened. It's the worst form of bullying, and it's adults who should know an awful lot better.
Yeah, yeah. They kind of, the theme of it is kind of calling people out, and, you know, influencers or stuff like that, or celebrities, and, you know, you're big fake, yeah, kind of thing. But it's not kind, and it does get very, very nasty.
Yeah, there's a camogie star on it. There's a boutique shop owner. I mean, these are people who've done well in a certain aspect of their life. They're certainly not projecting themselves as celebrities, and yet a few people in their local community seem surrounded on them. And this is very much small town Ireland. You think of a town in Cork or anywhere in Ireland, there's probably someone you know on this and all sorts of horrible detail about them. I think we very quickly need to get to the point where all commentary on social media is done so by real people who are identifiable. We've had my own party leader, Micheál Martin. It got front and centre stage at the recent Ardèche. We've had Simon Harris, Mary Lou MacDonald. It's very much in political discourse now to talk about regulating social media for young people. But I think we do have a lot of good things I think we're going to do legislatively in terms of new laws. But we're only skirting around the issue, in my belief, until we get to a point where just like people who publish, anyone who publishes stuff in the world of journalism.
I have a certain responsibility here to control, and as of my crew, to control what goes on the air, and we have to do it all the time. But you mentioned youngsters on Facebook, or they're probably more on TikTok and Snapchat and all those places. But it's a bit rich of us slightly older folk to be calling out the kids and giving out about the kids, because they're not on Tattle. It's people old enough to know better.
It's people old enough to know better. And one of those threads I read down through, one of the bullies, the trolls or whatever, will she identify herself as a woman, but she did mention in it that, right, I've got to go now. We're going out doing darkness into light. And I was thinking to myself, how sick. On one hand, you're putting yourself out as, some good Samaritan going out campaigning for mental health, but yet you're spending your time wallowing in an armchair at home, tearing somebody in your local community apart. It's the height of hypocrisy. Yeah. I'm sure there's people who are tuned in today who are on Tattle. They'd really want to shake themselves up now. And one of the people I've seen targeted, and I'm not going to name anyone, but that would be absolutely wrong.
Please don't.
One of the people I know has a sibling that took their life in the past 18 months. So you can imagine the mental fragility of that person. Yeah. And then to have their life now being dissected online, there will be more lives lost. And I'm hoping we've had the heads of Meta, TikTok, Snapchat, we've brought them before the doll. At least, bad and all, some of these platforms, they've good aspects to them too, but there are negative aspects. At least they're identifiable. They trade on the stock shares. They have a company headquarters. I don't think anyone can find out who's behind Tattle.
Maybe they can summon them
before a committee.
Maybe they can, and maybe you can bring them before the Rochester committee, and we all learn a bit more about Tattle. Thank you, Cahill. I've known of its existence for a long some time. My missus and some of her friends would follow it, not take part in it, follow it. And she'd, do you see what's on that? But it's adults, like, it's not kids. So those of us who might give out a bit about younger people having a pop off one another on Snapchat or Instagram or whatever you're having yourself, we need to take a look at what the adults, what people old enough to know better, are doing on Tattle. Thank you, Cathal Crowe. We'll keep an eye on that one.
Cork's 96 FM.